Good evening. Welcome to the Solari Report. Today is Thursday, January 5th, 2012. I'm Catherine Alston Fitz, and I'm delighted you could join me this evening. This is the first Solari Report of 2012. It's the year we've all been waiting for. Tonight is our annual wrap-up. That's the time I like to look back over the last year and then forward for the important trends of the coming year, 2012. Every year for the Solari Report, we do a poster. And our poster last year showed sort of a wagon train on the prairie, and we called it Slow Burn on the Prairie. The theme, there was a quote from Winston Churchill, and the focus was on what a difficult year we needed to grind through. And sure enough, I think it was a very appropriate, because sure enough, we did slow burn through a very difficult year. Our poster for 2012 is a little bit of a spoof of all the apocalyptic talk about 2012, and the slogan, we have a young child holding a poster, and instead of it saying the end is near, it says the beginning is near. The quote is from Curtis Mayfield. It's a song from his album New World Order. Curtis Mayfield's one of my favorite performing artists, and it's an interesting album. Curtis Mayfield was in a very serious accident in the early 1990s, a stage fell on him, and he was essentially paralyzed from the neck down, and proceeded to write and record his album, New World Order, literally lying down. He had to record each line, one sort of line or sentence at a time, and then stitch them together. And it's a beautiful and extraordinary album, and it sort of spoofs on George Bush's quote about the New World Order. And Mayfield basically comes back with a vision of a very different kind of New World Order. He sort of lays down his own reality tracks. And it's quite beautiful. And it in the songs, it talks a lot about the different struggles of dealing with the kind of oppression that is ongoing. And as Mayfield says, freedom is not free. But one of the things he talks about is the need for all of us to change. And that's the quote that I use for this year's poster. Last year, we did the wrap-up on January 2011, and we did quite an extraordinary transcript that's in the archive. And if you go back, I think you'll find it very useful to help you understand the deeper trends, many of which I'm going to talk about, because they haven't changed, they're continuing. So feel free to use that transcript also as something to help inform you. I'm going to divide my comments tonight in 12 sections, and I listed some of them on the blog. Let me just read them to you to give you an overview of what we're going to talk about tonight. The first is the demographic imperative, then transformations and awakening. Third is planet Earth. Fourth is science and technology. Fifth is the half-pregnant empire. Sixth is financial coup d'etat and the slow burn. Then a market roundup. Then Solari Report highlights. I'm going to talk about the sort of the highlights of 2011 and some of the things we're going to be focusing on in 2012. Unanswered questions of 2012 is next. Then New Year's resolutions, some predictions for 2012, and finally Hero of the Year. I'm going to take my time. I've been asked by several people not to rush, so I anticipate going longer than an hour, possibly longer than an hour and a half, and if you can't stay with us, don't worry, we'll have an MP3 and a transcript up, and so you can dive into the sections where you want.